Matt Greenwood for Regional Radio Sports and MIMOinfo.com, speaking to another DeSoto Cross Country Dream Team. Her name is Lily Kempfe. She's a junior, and she finished top 25 at state this year, which means she finished as an all-stater, taking 22nd at Jefferson City's state meet just a little while ago. And for the high finish for her, she was selected by area coaches as a member of Dream Teams. So, Lily, first off, I want to congratulate you on not just being an All-State, but being on Dream Team as well.
Thank you very much. I greatly appreciate it.
Now, we got to know. It's just how it is. We got to know, how did you find out? Where were you? What were you up to? That sort of thing.
Well, I was actually at a Friendsgiving, like friends in a Thanksgiving, and all my friends, we were all waiting to listen for it, and we got distracted, and I didn't get to listen to the radio to figure out if I had made it or not until Erica had texted me, and she just, like, started blowing up my phone, congratulating me that I had made it, and I got so excited, and everybody didn't understand what was happening, but I was so excited, like, all night.
That's really cool, and good on Erica to alert you to being on Dream Team. For those of our listeners not familiar, Erica Meller, a teammate of yours, I believe a sophomore for you guys, because I think a sophomore for you guys. Let's talk about the team this year. You finished fourth at state, which was the first time DeSoto has ever finished, the girls have ever finished, in the top four at the state cross country meet. Not only that, but you also helped the team to its first district title since 1996. So two great accomplishments for you guys. And Erica was a member of that, Riley Petch, another dream teamer, Kayla Vogelsong, who we spoke to on Monday. She is also a member of that team. What was it like this year to be with all those girls and the rest of your teammates?
It was amazing. Last year, I was the only state qualifier for DeSoto, and so I was running in a little individual box. And the year before that, I went with Sarah Peoples, and we were both in the individual boxes. So this year, it was amazing to get to be in a team box and to have my teammates there to support me and to support each other to get ready to race, because it's difficult whenever you're about to go into a race with no girls that you know, and they don't want to talk to you, and they're not very friendly because they want to beat you. So it was awesome to have everyone's support.
I was smiling the whole time, because it's just it makes sense that people would not, that other runners would be a little less kind, at least before the race. Hopefully after the race, everyone, you know, is all, hey, congratulations, all that good
stuff.
Yes,
always. Everyone's always a good support.
Right. I want to sort of dive into what Kayla said on Monday. She told us that Lily, is someone she looks up to and has looked up to all season. You know, an incoming freshman always trying to find that one person or a couple people that can help sort of guide her to where she wants to get, which obviously for every cross-country runner is to the state meet and be an all-stater. So that got me sort of thinking, who did Lily Kempfe look up to when she was a freshman, and do you still look up to that same person?
Whenever I was a freshman, I looked up to Sarah Peoples. She was like this inspiration for me. I wanted to be faster than her, but I wanted to like work with her and become a better runner. And those first 2 years, the team wasn't as kind, but this year, like, the upperclassmen really helped bring in the freshmen and include them and be kind to them. And we were really trying to be good leading examples for the future, to let them know that it's okay if a younger classman is faster than you, because that's only going to make you better, and it's only going to push the team to become better.
And, well, you guys certainly did a good job of being better, again, finishing fourth at state. I'll ask you, Lily, the same question I asked Kayla. The moment you crossed the finish line, found out you were, you know, an all-stater and we're going to have a medal eventually wrapped around your neck a little bit later, what was that moment like for you?
Whenever I had crossed, I was not sure if I had made it or not, because a pack was able to sprint past me in the final few meters, and I knew that I was kind of toward the back, so whenever they had gotten around me and I couldn't push back around them, I was really worried. And I just sat there and I waited until I think it was my mom who had told me that, yeah, you made it. And then she just started to cry, and then I started to cry, and we were just hugging and celebrating. And it was amazing because I've worked so hard with my team and with the coaches for the past few years, and it's just what I wanted so bad. I could taste it all season.
Yeah, that's really awesome. Hey, for those of you that or for those listening that don't necessarily know too much about you, Lily, you and I were talking before this interview. I kind of asked you a weird question because your first name is Lily, whether or not you're a big Harry Potter fan, and thankfully you said yes because that was awesome. And you know, being a big Harry Potter fan is a great thing, and everyone should be a big Harry Potter fan.
I agree.
But I'm kind of curious. Can you kind of tell us a little bit about Lily Kempfe? What else is she into? You know, what does she do outside of cross country?
Well, outside of cross country, I am currently a high school student and a JEFCO AA student. So I'm in college while I'm also in high school. So by the time I graduate, I'll have my associate's degree. And I'm also a part of our school's marching and symphonic band. And that's about it. Everything is wrapped around school, leadership council, STUCO, things to help the community get better or to make our school better.
All right, very cool. All right, Lily, well, hey, congratulations on, again, finishing 22nd. It takes top 25 to receive an All-State medal. You got that here in your junior year. And you and a lot of the girls are coming back next year to try to get even higher than fourth. So we wish you the best of luck in the off season. I imagine you'll probably be doing some sort of track events, and wish you the best of luck in that and throughout the summer and right into next year.
Thank you.
All right, that is Lily Kempfe, Dream Team cross-country runner for the DeSoto Cross Country Dragons.